You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spell W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S. Because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. Speaking of being a writer, today's episode is for the writers and aspiring writers. Well, let me not say aspiring writers, because let me tell you, I have a problem with that term. To be a writer, all you have to do is write. So there's really no reason for you to be an aspiring writer. Just start writing. But I understand you may be an aspiring published writer, right? Maybe you're an aspiring author, an aspiring journalist, something like that. But let's not call ourselves aspiring writers anymore, because we're just going to write and therefore we're a writer. Now today I want to talk about why I believe writers should journal. Now you may be thinking, well, don't all writers journal? No, they don't. In fact, some writers feel like journaling can get in the way of their writing projects. They feel like, oh, I shouldn't be wasting time journaling. I need to work on my book or my blog or my poetry or my articles. But I believe that journaling will help you with your writing in so many ways. In fact, I believe that you should make time to journal because it's going to save you time later. I feel that a lot of the things that stand in our way as writers, things that keep us from writing, things that keep us from writing efficiently, things that keep us from writing our best work, quite frankly, I think a lot of those things, we can work through them, even get rid of them through journaling. So first, I want to tell you a little bit about the ways that I use journaling as a writer. First of all, I use journaling to clear, to create. If you've been here with the Righteous Babe podcast from the beginning, you might remember that one of our early episodes was about clear to create. It was about meditation and journaling and how they go hand in hand. But, you know, I believe that journaling is a type of meditation. And just like meditation in the traditional sense helps you clear your mind so that you can then create the things that you want to create, whether that's art or just creating the life that you want, I believe journaling can do the same thing. So as a writer, you need to clear your mind of all the junk that's standing in your way, keeping you from writing your work, keeping you from creating your best work. You need to just get it out. And that's what I mean by clear to create. And, you know, one way to do that is through morning pages, which I've talked about on the show before. But in case you're new here, morning pages is basically 3 pages of free writing first thing in the morning. It's a concept that was popularized by Julia Cameron, who is the author of The Artist's Way. And this year she released a new book called Write for Life. And she talks about she talks about morning pages in that book too, quite a bit actually. And she's really adamant that morning pages have to be done in the morning. I'm not necessarily in that camp. I kind of feel like you should do them whenever you can. So if they're evening pages or afternoon pages or lunch break pages, or I'm hiding in the restroom from my kids pages, just do it. But the point is clear to create. So again, it's just free writing. It's a brain dump. It's all that stuff that you're worried about, that's nagging at you, you just put it on paper so that you can get it out of your head. Obviously, I also use my journal to record and flesh out ideas. So I'm a big believer in making a list of at least or up to 10 ideas a day. If 10 seems like too much, try like 3 or something like that. But write down ideas every day. Not all of those ideas are going to be good. Some of them will be trash, but some of them will be awesome. So I use my journal for that, for writing out my ideas. And then when you go back and you look at those lists, you take some of those ideas and you start to flesh them out. I also use my journal to dream. I use my journal to set my writing goals, which is very important because you need those goals there to motivate you as a writer. And of course, you know that saying, a goal without a plan is just a wish. So I also use my journal to figure out the plan, you know, so here's my goal, but how exactly am I going to make this happen? Another way that I use journaling is to overcome imposter syndrome. Now, I did an entire episode on this, so please go back and listen to it. Not right now. Right now, you can stay with me. But later, you can go back and listen to that episode if you missed it. But it's all about how I use journaling to overcome imposter syndrome. So I'll give you the Cliff's Notes. I'm dating myself. Y'all know what Cliff's Note is? If you're young, you probably don't. Anyway, I'll give you the Cliff's Notes. And basically, what I talk about in that episode is how when it comes to imposter syndrome, all that stuff that your inner critic tells you, it's rooted in fear. And that fear oftentimes is rooted in stuff that's not true. And so what I use my journal to do is to replace that fear, those lies, with both facts and faith. So facts about, you know, who I know I am, the skills I know I have, the things I know I've already accomplished, the person I know I am, the resources that I have, and also faith in myself, faith in my community, faith in my God, because I am a person who believes in a higher power. But even if you don't, you can still have faith, like I said, in yourself, in your skills, your resources, and your community. And then another way I use journaling as a writer is it helps me get through excuses. And I talked about this a little bit on a previous episode as well. I did an episode on why, yes, you do have time to journal. And I talked about excuses and I talked about how it's really important that we decide, and writers, this is so important for us, but it is crucial that you decide that you are more committed to your goals than to your excuses. Because, I mean, if you're a writer and you're struggling with that, with being a writer, if you're a writer who doesn't write, it's most likely because you say, oh, I don't have the time, or I don't have the knowledge that I need. I don't have the right tools. I don't have the right resources. I don't know what to do next. I don't, right? We got so many excuses. But get over it. Get over those excuses. Let them go. Stop clinging on to your excuses. Be more committed to your goals than your excuses. And you can use your journal in a very practical way to get through those excuses. So what I recommend you do is in your journal. So first, write out all your excuses. Just get them out. Dump them in the journal. You know, just get it all out. And then for each excuse, you're going to say, in spite of blank. And so in that blank, you put one of your excuses. I will write because blank. Now, what goes in that second blank, two different types of things you could put in that second blank. So one could be something very practical, right? So if you're saying, I don't have time to write, then you say, in spite of my busy schedule, I will write because I will get up an hour earlier to do so. All right? And so you just make that decision. You make that commitment that you're going to get up earlier. But you can also, because you're going to do this several times, right? So in spite of blank, whatever the excuse is, I will write because blank. So in another blank, you can say that you are going to write because you believe your writing can change someone's life. So in addition to just practical things, also think about your why. Why do you want to write? What's motivating you? So write that down so that you can just go back and revisit that, and it'll keep you going. It'll keep you getting up early so that you can write, okay? So I believe that community can really help us get over our excuses too and help us blast through imposter syndrome. So before I get into how journaling can help you with your writing process in a very practical way, like just helping you actually flesh out those stories, before I get into that, I want to share with you how you can be a part of my writing community. The Righteous Bay Podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. Okay, we talked about how you can use journaling as a writer in sort of a woo-woo way, right? How you can use it to get over all those excuses that you have to, you know, about why you're not writing. Oh, I don't have time. Get rid of all that. And we talked about how you can use journaling to blast through that imposter syndrome that tells us that, you know, we don't have anything to say that people want to hear or that we're not good enough. Get over all that too. And journaling can help you with all that. But now let's talk about journaling as a writer in a very practical sense, how you can use journaling to really get your pieces together, right? Whether it's poetry, fiction, nonfiction, whatever. Okay. So let's talk about that in a very, very practical sense. Now, I already talked about keeping a list of ideas, and so that's certainly one way. But in addition to those ideas, I also think it's a great idea to just start keeping a list of images. Images, scenes, events, even words, words that stick out to you. Maybe it's a word you didn't know that you heard someone say and you learned it. So keep that list of images, scenes, events, words. And these images can be things that you see in your everyday life. Like if you like to go for walks outside, like I do, and you see something interesting, snap a photo of it and then journal about it after your walk. But it also can be images, scenes, events from your past that keep popping in your mind. I'll give you an example of what I mean. There's an essay in my book. So I wrote a book that was published last year called Find Your Way Back. And it's an essay collection about how to write your way through anything, including cancer. In case you're new here, I am a breast cancer survivor. And there's an essay in that book called My Mother's Daughter. And the first line, hold on, I'm going to read it to you. Let me get it. The first line of that essay is, "The yellow socks almost break me." So if you read the essay, you will see that I'm talking about the yellow socks that they give you when you're in the hospital. I don't know why they give you yellow socks. Like, why are they yellow? Anyway, because they're not like a fun yellow. They're like a dingy yellow. Anyway, I digress. Actually, I talk about that in the essay. But the image of those yellow socks, it was stuck in my head. And so I actually started my essay with that. But what happened is, so, you know, I have this image of these yellow socks and they're in my head, stuck in my head. And so I start asking myself, I start journaling about why is this image stuck in my head and why is it bothering me so much? So I journaled about that. And I ended up, as I said, I used those yellow socks to start the essay. And the revelation that I had when I asked myself, why is this bothering me so much? That was a big part of the essay as well. So again, you're going to keep this list of images, scenes, events, words, and then revisit them and ask yourself, why is this standing out to me? What does this mean to me? Something else that you can do to use your journal to help your writing, and this is specifically for those of you who write nonfiction, and that's a simple prompt of what I really want to say is, and you just keep asking yourself that, you know, whatever the topic is that you are trying to write about, you just keep writing, what I really want to say is, and then write what you really want to say. And you just keep giving yourself that prompt. And things that come out in that will help you build the essay or the nonfiction book that you are trying to put together. Another thing that always helps me as a writer, and I even use this in my journalism. So I'm a freelance journalist. That's how I mostly pay my bills. But I even use this in my freelance journalism because I do features work. So, you know, it's not just like giving you a hard news lead about a fire that happened, you know. I got to paint a picture. And so one of the things that I do in my essay writing, but like I said, as well in my journalism, is I ask myself, where are you and why are you there? So basically it's about, again, going to those scenes. So paint a picture. Use your senses to detail the scene. I did this in that same essay that I was talking about earlier, My Mother's Daughter. So right after the sentence about the yellow socks, I say, "It's February 26, 2020. My husband and I rise before dawn, and by the time we reach the hospital, it's still dark outside." So, you know, I'm setting the scene, giving you details of, you know, where we are. I'm dressed in gray workout pants and a black graphic tee that reads, "She's an Andre 3000 verse in a world of mumble rap." Maybe I'm trying to remind my husband I am to be treasured in sickness and in health. Maybe I'm trying to remind myself. I keep tugging on the black sweater draped over my t-shirt, wrapping it around my body like a mother swaddling her baby. I can't stop shaking, but I'm not sure if the shiver down my spine is from the cold air or fear. So, you know, I'm in that scene of being at the hospital, and spoiler, this is me describing when I went to have my lumpectomy. So that's what the essay is about. And so, you again, you're think about a scene. So where are you? So again, remember, you're keeping that list of images, scenes, events, words. And that was something else that kept, when I thought about my cancer story, one of the main images that kept coming up was those yellow socks. And then as far as scenes, one of the main scenes was when I went to have my surgery. And obviously there are other scenes, but those are the things that, you know, kept coming up. So again, you're making this list of images, scenes, events, words. And the words thing is really good for those of you who are poets. You know, just making lists of words that stand out to you for whatever reason. Like I said, if it's a new word that you just learned, write that down. Write down the definition and then start thinking about how could I use this word in a poem. Now, fiction writers. I am not a fiction writer, but I do think that some of the stuff that I talked about can help you as well. So I think that as a fiction writer, if you're kind of stuck with either plot development or character development, that you can use your journal to work out those issues. So whereas like a nonfiction writer, you might say what I really want to say is, for a fiction writer, you might ask yourself what I want to happen is, and then ask yourself, okay, how are we going to get there? So this is what I want to happen in this story, but how are we going to get there? And then for character development, just, you know, simply ask yourself, like, who do I want this character to be? But also, obviously, how do I want this character to change? Because that's the whole point of a story, right? You've got to have some kind of transformation. So how do I want this character to change? And how is that change going to happen? So just, you know, asking yourself those questions in your journal will help you start to work out the things that you need for plot development and also character development. And speaking of transformation, those of you who are nonfiction writers like me, it is essential that you have transformation as well. Because if you're writing like a memoir or personal essay, you are the character. Right? And so just like a character in a novel has to have transformation, you've got to have transformation, right? So in your journal, you can start thinking about, you know, what is the transformation? How have I changed? What sparked that change? What was I like and what was life like before the change? And what am I like and what is my life like now after this transformation? Okay, so I hope that makes sense. So again, you're just keeping list of images, scenes, events, words. You're asking yourself things like, what I really want to say is, ask yourself, where are you? Why are you there? Use your senses to detail the scene. Ask yourself, what's the transformation? What sparked it? What is life like before and after? Fiction writers, you're asking yourself, what do I want to happen? How are we going to get there? Who do I want this character to be? How do I want this character to change? And how will I make this change happen? Now, of course, I'm going to give you a prompt for this week. But first, for those of you who are nonfiction writers, specifically those of you who are interested in telling your own story, but you feel like you need some help, I want to tell you about something coming up that will help you. Are people constantly telling you, girl, you need to write a book about your life, but you're super intimidated by the idea of writing a whole book? Well, if so, I have just what you need to get started. On Sunday, August 20th at 4 p.m. Central Time, I'm hosting a free online workshop designed to help you jumpstart your memoir with personal essays. Because if you think about it, a memoir is just a collection of personal essays. So I'm going to teach you how to write one. Sign up by going to cjanewrightbeham.com/workshop. week here on the Righteous Babe podcast, I give you a journaling prompt at the end of the episode, and this week is no different. Now, I've already given you lots of little prompts to help you with your writing projects, but this is a prompt that I want to give you to help you with your writing life as a whole. And here it is. I want you to draft your future writing bio. So if you've been hanging out here for a while, you know that I talk a lot about scripting. Scripting is a type of journaling where you write about the future as if it has already happened. Write about the life you want as if it is already yours. So for this prompt, I want you to imagine that maybe you're winning an award or you're about to speak, and before you come onto the stage, the person who's introducing you, they read your bio, right? And so what do you want them to say in that bio? This is your future writing bio. Because I talked earlier about the importance of having goals, because those goals, that's what's going to keep you motivated. That's what's going to help you blast through the imposter syndrome, blast through the excuses, and get up early if you need to, and just do the work. So, but those goals come from a vision, right? And your future writing bio, that's basically your vision. And so then from that, you will ask yourself, okay, what do I need to do to make this future bio my reality? And so those become your goals, okay? So again, your prompt for this week is to write your future writing bio. If you want even more prompts, I talked about my book earlier, and my book has a bunch of prompts in it. So it's a collection of essays, as I mentioned, but throughout the book, I also have writing prompts because I want you writing your own story as well. So if you are looking for even more prompts, and if you want to hear the rest of My Mother's Daughter, the essay that I started reading for you earlier, then you can buy the book. You can find it on Amazon. Again, it's called Find Your Way Back. You can also find it on the C. Jane Wright website, which is cjanewrightbham.com. So per usual, hit me up on social. You can hit me up on the Righteous Babe social media channels, which is just at Righteous Babe, or my personal one, personal/business, I should say, which is C. Javasia Wright. I'm on Instagram the most, so if you are also an IG babe, come hang out with me there and let me know how your journaling journey is going. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.